forget who wanted to say something.
Okay, point of information, how much time do we have left in the meeting?
45 minutes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we get to my motion.
Okay. Oh, yeah, thank you. All right. Well, it doesn't sound like too many people have much to talk about on their local election supervisor reports, but I'm glad Manage caught that for us. Thank you. Anybody else have anything to say about your report? If we go by Ken or Campbell's suggestion to spend more time and come back next month, well, let me ask who's willing to do that, because it wouldn't help to delay it if people aren't going to have time to read it. But I think it really is important that we read them. Ideally, all of us, everybody on the committee should read all the reports.
I'm sorry, I had you muted.
Yeah, everybody on the committee, I think, should read all the reports for all the stations, because we can learn from each other.
Yeah. I'm certainly willing, and I had asked at our last LSB meeting if people could provide me with, their recommendations and concerns about the election process, and since we didn't achieve quorum, there were quite a few. Well, I guess it's not since, but with those two circumstances, I think that that we did not achieve quorum and that there were a lot of recommendations. I'd certainly like to be able to move those forward. The process I know is so flawed at WPFW that a very even-tempered person, Marcel Reed, who you know, you mentioned elections to her, and she, was not a very happy camper. So it's certainly something that I think raises a lot of concerns, and I think that what would be very important would be also if you could provide us with, and I don't recall seeing it, maybe you had sent it earlier on, but a draft of the RFQ that we're going to be using next time or something, or, say the old one with any changes that you may have come up with in terms of recommended changes, so that we can, when we get together next time, we can maybe move that ball down the field a bit and be able to have, the committee would be able to have, like at the beginning of February, when the new committee's, is seated, would be able to move forward with a, RFQ and be able to have it out so that we could stand a possibility of hiring somebody or a firm earlier on than we have in the past.
Okay. Let me respond to this stuff, because actually this is several points. Now, and all this is a lot of good ideas. Just to review everybody, 2 years ago, no, was it 2 years ago? When was the last election? Last year. Well, starting in the fall before that, this committee worked on a request for proposals. We decided we would try to contract out at least a substantial portion of the election for the reasons we've kind of been talking about tonight. Some of them, having a professional organization that's used to doing it and have resources to call on and would be more likely to be seen as impartial and competent. And so we put together an RFP, request for proposals. We got it approved by the PNB, I think in January of last year. Got it, sent it out to, I think, about 10 or 12 possible companies. We got back some proposals. We looked at them. This was an executive session, so it won't be in the public minutes. But and we come up with a recommendation. And essentially, the decision was made to go ahead and hire an individual again, but for various reasons, partly because the executive director is always really busy. Everybody's really busy. Every time we have an election, these things get delayed. So the NES wasn't hired until first or second week in May, just like this year. And then I think it all went downhill from then. Same thing this year, kind of. We did have a subcommittee of this meeting to just consider that. And the committee decided not to do that, I believe, and I believe that's correct.
Point of information, that was in the 2000 election?
The 2009 election is what I was talking about here earlier.
Okay,
right?
Great. That's when and then, you came up with the recommendation. Okay.
Right, but then this year, early this year, we, I think about February or March, we took that RFP as a starting point, and I think we had a work group, and we decided, you know, do we want to use the skin, what we might want to modify. But the committee ended up deciding, no, we would just stick with an individual for NES and LESs and not hire it to, not contract out to a company. So, like several of you are talking about, I think it's a good idea. I think we should consider that again. I'm not sure we should require that, but I think we should consider it and look at the pros and cons. And yeah. Tracy?
No, sorry. I was talking to somebody else. I'm still at work. Ignore me.
Oh, okay.
Glad you're happy.
But anyway, you know, we can do that again. We may have some new people next year. We will. Hopefully some continuing people that can provide some continuity. If it's not already up, I'll see if I can post that information in our Google group. Just one heads up, I'm going to have to move that material, though, because Google is changing things, and they want all that stuff. They're going to discontinue the file storage on Google Groups, and they want people to move it to a new thing called Google Docs. So I'll take care of that. I don't think it'll be hard, but it'll be in a different place slightly to locate it. So is that kind of what you were talking about, make that information available so we can review it?
Sure.
Next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you should?
I think we need to look at the root cause of problems, though. And if we're not working on those, we're not going to fix them. And so we need not just look at symptoms.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead, Manishay.
I contacted Nicole.
Uh-huh.
That she has sent her... she said she can't send it to me now. I asked her, I begged her to send me as soon as she can, whenever she can. And she said she has submitted it to Renee the week that was due, because Renee was asking for it. And she said she can't send it to me now, so I don't know. But
so
I would appreciate Renee's comment, and I requested that she would post it or whatever she does.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said she can or cannot send it to you?
She said she couldn't send it to me now.
Okay.
She said she'll send it later, but I'm not sure if I would get it. I can't promise that I would receive it. But in the meantime, I think somebody should contact Renee and ask her for the report to see if she has it, second of all, if she's going to send it to us.
Okay, but at least it's written. So it's a matter of getting it. At least it's written and finished. It's just a matter of getting it.
This is what she said. Yes, she said she has sent it the week that he was due.
Okay, thank you. Good.
Mr. Chair, I call the agenda because I want to have enough time to discuss the motion I propose.
Okay, thank you. Well, since I think we're about done with what we're discussing on the reviewing these reports, can we get a commitment from people?
We're over time, though.
Okay, well, just if you can indulge me for 30 seconds, can we put this back on the agenda for next month, and can everybody please read all of those reports, especially all of the NES report and at least the LES report for your station?
Okay.
Can anybody not do that? Okay. Sounds like everybody's going to do that.
Scout's honor.
Okay. And I strongly recommend you read the other LES reports, too, because I think there's useful information in those, too. Okay, so thank you, Ken. Okay, back to the agenda. The next item is, well, you have a motion. You want to go ahead and...
Yeah, I'm making a motion for accurate accounting of costs. Let's say a report on cost of elections would be the name of it, but the proposed motion is the CFO shall provide to this committee no later than the first week of February 2011 an accurate and itemized accounting of the administrative costs of the 2010 election, including salaries, travel expenses, material costs, and incidental expenses by station and nationally, and a separate report of estimates for pending or expected losses. Ta-da.
Okay. that might be a little hard, but okay, we'll see. Okay, so by what date did you want this?
February 2011. The bills are paid. How hard is
You know, can I make a suggestion? If we wait that long, probably half this committee will be replaced by then.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter.
Is that okay?
What's the difference?
I guess maybe that's all right. Okay. I'm just asking.
It's a committee. It's not a, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
The committee is the one who needs to get the reports. Maybe it should be made public or something, but it's the committee that has the authority to request it, I would think.
Okay.
If you're going to make it December or January, it's not going to happen, so. I said February 2011 to be like, you know, give them a. Not give them an excuse to say we need more time and not make it so far in the future that they say, well, we don't have to think about this because that's after the flood and nobody's going to care what happens after the flood. So.
Okay.
Isn't supposed to be fire next time?
No. Oh, okay, fine. That's
okay.
After the comet crashes, right, so who cares? So,
okay, can you email us the text of that motion, or do you already...
You want me to read? Oh no, I didn't. Who do you want me to email it to? Everybody?
Well, to the group list.
To try.
But
what a novel idea. Okay.
And while we're doing that, anybody want to discuss this? Comments?
I may not because I lost everything. I mean, oh, I do have it. Okay, let's see if it goes.
You know, I'm not sure I want to make it this an amendment, but I'd like to get that sooner. But whatever information is available, and then maybe a more complete accounting if it's not all there by February.
I think the
that
first
would work.
Week of February.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see some of it that sooner, though. I mean, you're right; it should have been in the reports probably we got.
Except
that the NES might not have that.
In discussion here, I would say that the relevant date is the first meeting of the PNB in January, whether it's in person or teleconference. So if the report was acquired prior to that, it would be very, very functional for the PNB to be aware of. That's the only, you know, forgetting about dates on the calendar in terms of scheduled events, it's the first PNB meeting, which I'm not sure when that happens. I think it happens late in January. So we could say I would accept as a friendly amendment by January 15th, which is prior to the PNB meeting.
Okay. Yeah, the PNB meeting starts the 21st of January.
Is there any other further discussion on this with those who are more familiar with the timing of events here? I just don't want them to go like, oh, my God, I can't do that.
Anybody want to speak out for or against the motion?
Well, I think that's consistent with, you know, the kind of thing I was recommending. I think that would, you know, help us move along.
Okay, so January 15th. Bear in mind, we'll probably have a regular date for our meeting is, it will be if it's the second Tuesday, it's January the 11th.
Right.
So maybe we'll get it by then. I don't know. I can ask for it to see, but we could have them. You want the motion to say by the 15th of January? So the
Once the motion gets approved and submitted to the CFO and the ED and so forth, then you have cause to bother them about it and get it reported earlier and make sure that they deliver it.
Yeah, I think this would be very useful information, and I just you know, comment the we never really got an accounting of last year's costs, at least. Not full, and the one from the year before, I think some of the numbers were pretty questionable. So either they were incomplete or estimates or something. So it made it hard when we were making decisions or recommendations this year, both for this committee and the PNB, because we didn't know exactly what things had cost before.
Even after audit,
one more time, and then go to a vote.
I'm not sure, Campbell. That's a good point. I'm not sure it was itemized, at least for us.
This is Bethune. I'm back on the line.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Okay, now what were you saying, Ken?
If there's no further debate, will you ask to see if a vote's required? Or?
Okay. Well, could you read the motion again?
Okay. Again, a nice place. The CFO shall provide to this committee no later than January 15th, 2011, an accurate and itemized accounting of the administrative costs of the 2010 election, including salaries, travel expenses, material costs, and incidental expenses, by station and nationally, and a separate report of estimates for pending or expected lawsuits.
Anisha, can I ask a
question?
Yeah, Manji?
Since our meeting is going to be on 11th, why don't we put this by 9th or 10th of January so this committee gets it before that? I understand that you wanted to connect it to PNB, but don't you think it's necessary for us to have it? If we are requesting it, to have it for this committee's meeting, conference call.
Okay.
Because I am assuming that they are having all of this information. Started just putting it together, and it wouldn't take that much time.
Okay, I have no objection to that as a friendly amendment. So the 9th?
Yeah, I'm just not sure it's all there in one place. Is anybody on this committee also on the National Finance Committee?
That's chaos, and there'll be bankruptcy stuff, so it's not...
Well, I'm wondering how much work it takes to put this together. I'm assuming, like Manajay said, it wouldn't take a whole lot of extra work, but I don't know.
They must have all of this detailed information someplace. If they don't have it, I would question their competency.
Well, this is Ken on the queue on this motion.
Okay, let me see if anybody else wants to speak, too.
Okay.
Was there somebody else that wanted to say something a minute ago?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah,
One thing that I would inquire about in the way that the posting, mail, and that was supposed to be, $30,000, I believe, in the way that the mailing had been handled, it just struck me as being something that, I don't know if it could be segregated out, which expense was attributable to which station or if all stations were handled in the same way. I was rather concerned that after we had, we meaning the PNB, had emphatically stated that the, we really wanted the candidate statements to be mailed out. I got an email from Arlene asking, well, where will the money come from to pay for this from your station? And this was curiously enough after she had terminated the interim general manager, and bingo, there was some money to pay for it. So I thought that the it was disingenuous to send that sort of a correspondence, but I can understand when you're facing tight budgets that you can become rather
can I answer that? I think I
testy.
Know.
But at any rate, the thing is that I'm just one. My question was about them being able to segregate out mailing costs by station, if that's realistic. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, did you get that, Ken? Do you want to put that as part of the motion?
No, it's in there.
Okay.
It is. It says accurate
mailing costs by
accounting
station.
Of administrative costs, including salaries, travel expenses, material costs, is the mailing. And incidental expenses by station.
Okay.
Okay.
As itemized.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that covers it. Let me just say, I think, because all the stations were asked to send more money. Remember all the election expenses are covered under central services, and the problem is that some of the stations haven't been sending in enough central services to cover other stuff, even much less this. And so they didn't have the cash in the national office to pay for it, and so they had to ask the stations to come up with some additional money, which I think would be credited to their central services. I'm not sure, but some stations got the money sooner than others, and that's, I think, why some of the candidate booklets went to some stations before other ones did.
Oh, now...
I believe, I'm not sure.
That would be something to know about, because I don't know if the terminations were anticipated previously, but when they occurred, they certainly, you know, involved a savings. And I would wonder if maybe the reason why our WPFW's, you know, candidate statements didn't come out till way late, you know, a few days before the end of the balloting period, if that was due to presumably unavailability of money to pay for the postage. I think that an explanation of those sorts of things would be appropriate to be part of this report that, you know, that's included in Ken's motion. And would you accept that as a friendly amendment?
I would not, because conflating this and enlarging the scope of it will defeat the effectiveness. I feel we can do a follow-up. I concur with that there should be a full investigation. But, you know, I just want to know how much they spent now. I don't need to know.
Okay.
You know, if we start asking, you know, where did you have that dinner and who and what else did you do when you flew to New York, it gets to be, it'll cause shields to go up. If we're just asking for the itemized accounting in the checkbook without an explanation to the financial decisions, I think we're more likely to get information, and then we can follow up with that. So I don't want to complicate the motion to the point where it's burdensome or not confrontable.
Okay, I assume we'll have some questions on other things, too, once we see the numbers. So.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So can we go ahead and vote on the motion?
Sure.
Could we first check if there's any objection?
Well, okay, and I noticed that Ken emailed it to us a few minutes ago, so everybody can get your emails if you're online.
The motion is going to be January 9th, as per Mona Jay's suggestion.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. So what he emailed except with that exception? By January 9th. Okay. Is there any objections to that?
Nope.
Okay. So if not, then hearing none, then that that motion is approved. And I'll see if we can get it on the PNB meeting this Friday. committee reports are supposed to come up even but without the seven-day notice, but that we haven't been finishing the agenda lately, so I can't guarantee we'll get to it. But I'll try.
Thank you.
But I asked the chair to at least, whether or not it gets to the PNB, it should be directly communicated to the CFO.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Are we allowed to instruct or request the CFO without the PNB approval?
I'll just say that I'll say this is the motion that the Elections Committee passed, and she'll get that. And then
great.
I'll probably call her, too, and see.
I didn't get it yet.
I don't think we can instruct her. But the committees can't really instruct her, but we can ask.
So I'll make sure that you get a copy separately. And it'll be in the minute.
Yeah, Campbell's email address changed, I think, didn't it, Campbell?
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be getting forwarded from Mindspring to Verizon.
And what is it?
ccj.caa.edi@verizon.net.
Okay.
Put that on there. P.S., which I love so much.
Okay. So any other new business? I think that was the only thing that anybody mentioned earlier. Okay. Remember, we need to review all those reports and come up with recommendations. We can send comments by email before then, everybody, if you want. Also, the next committee meeting date... The second Tuesday is January 11th, as I mentioned earlier. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
I'm going to review the action items.
Okay.
The chair will get the NES to solicit a report for WBAI to be posted. And the chair will move the material from the Google Groups to the Google Box. all the members of the committee will read the LES reports specifically for their stations and hopefully other stations, and the chair will forward the motion that was passed to the PNB and the CFO.
Okay. And did you get that? I will contact Renee Asturia about the WBAI report.
That was the first one. Chair will get the NES to solicit LES report for BAI.
Okay. Also, questions about the WPFW staff.
Oh, who's going to inquire? What's that? I don't get that. I don't have that.
Renee Asturia is going to... I want to ask her about the WPFW staff election report and the fact that it didn't make quorum, but there were write-ins. Who were the write-ins, and what votes did they get?
Okay, but you're going to do that, right, Campbell?
Oh, I was hoping maybe you could.
No, not me.
No, you're talking about. Were you talking about the ballot? You couldn't find the ballot images?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha.
Let me look. I thought there's a place for PFW election uncertified results. Well, here's a listing of there's the Choice Plus Pro output, which has all the candidates and the rankings.
Campbell's referring to the ballot images.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I didn't look for that. Ballot images.
I didn't check to see that they were there. Somebody had complained that they weren't there for KPFK. I think they're critical because that they go to the integrity of the election.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to the ballot images link, and there's a folder for listener, and there's a folder for staff. Oh, the staff one has zero kilobytes.
Right.
Oh, I see. The listener one's there, but not the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I add that to my to-do list again to ask about the WPFW staff ballot images.
The chair will. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So got it then. Chair will do the following. Get the BAI report solicited by the NES from the LES. Inquire about the WPFW ballot images for staff election. Move material from Google Groups to Google Box, forward a motion to the PNB and the CFO, and all the rest of the committee has to do is read the LES reports. Committee members will read the LES reports.
And please think of the recommendations or that you have from that.
Right.
I want to get that in writing before this committee's term ends so we can pass that along to the next committee.
Okay.
At least give them a head start.
Those are the action items.
Okay, anything else, anybody?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you all for coming in and hanging in there, and I know some of you may not be back next year. I hope that you'll be back in January at least for this committee, and hope you enjoy the holidays.
You very same to you. Be safe.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Virgin.
Ken.
It's been
fun. This is Bethune. I wanted you to know that.